January has come to a close. We are here in the month of Valentine's and February, and I am a bit dumbfounded. How did that happen so quickly? Weren't we just stressing out over the holidays? Winter weather has finally arrived at my farm, too. We've had wind. We've had rain. We've had more wind, lots of wind, power outages, snow, a little ice, enough inclement crud to make me giddy thinking of the coming spring and my gardens. But that right now is a long way off. What are we going to do with ourselves for the rest of this winter season? Maybe you'd like to go take in a movie. I have a recommendation. Ordinary Angels is out in theaters February 23rd, and it is phenomenal. It's based on a remarkable true story and stars Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson of the Reacher series. Alan continues to make an undeniable mark as an actor, writer, producer, director. He's currently in production on the third season of Reacher, a massive success. 3 days after its premiere, it was number one. It surpassed its entire season one audience by 50% within that time, maintaining its title as one of Prime Video's most binged original series ever. He's got a first look film deal and a separate three-picture deal for acting with Amazon MGM Studios. Alan recently wrapped production on his leading role in the Guy Ritchie World War II film for Lionsgate called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and is also set to reprise his role as Ames in the untitled 11th installment of the Fast and Furious blockbuster franchise from Universal Pictures. But today, Alan Ritchson, the handsome, the talented Alan Ritchson, is here to give us all the details on the Lionsgate drama Ordinary Angels that's set to open February 23rd. I am so excited for this conversation, but since Ordinary Angels is actually a sponsor of this podcast, this very one, can I just spend a little minute more telling you a little bit more about this film? Winter weather is perfect weather for family movie night, and I have a recommendation for you. Boy, do I have a recommendation for you. It's called Ordinary Angels. It's based on a remarkable true story. That's the reason I love this so much. I mean, it's a great movie, but the fact that it happened and it's a true story is really what will blow your mind. It centers on Sharon. Sharon is played by Hilary Swank as a fierce but struggling hairdresser in small town Kentucky who discovers a renewed sense of purpose when she meets Ed, played by Alan Ritchson. Ed is a widower working hard to make ends meet for his two daughters, and his youngest daughter is gravely ill. She needs a liver transplant. Sharon, the hairdresser, sets her mind to helping this family and will move mountains to do it. What unfolds is the inspiring tale of faith, everyday miracles, and ordinary angels. Swank was, quote, drawn to this beautiful true story because it's such a powerful reminder that angels reside everywhere among us. Ritchson says he, quote, believes that sometimes we just need to be reminded of the power of what we can do together. It's in theaters now, so while the weather isn't good for much else, it's perfect for watching Ordinary Angels, a sure winner with family and friends. Visit ordinaryangels.movie for more information. So with me today on Love Someone is someone I absolutely love. I love your acting. I love your Insta-church post. I love pictures of your kids, your boys, and your wife. And I really love the new movie, Ordinary Angels. Alan Ritchson, welcome to The Delilah Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad you enjoyed the film.
I loved the film. I said this earlier, and I will repeat it. I was surprised when I heard that you and Hilary Swank were the two stars, because I had read a little synopsis of what the movie is about. And the movie is about a family, a tragedy. A young husband loses his wife. And at the same time he's losing his wife, he's losing his daughter to a terrible disease, and she needs a transplant. And it's a story of an ordinary angels, of common everyday people living life with all of its heartache and problems. And I could not picture Reacher. I could not picture you.
Right.
You
can't shoot your way out of this. You can't shoot your way out of this premise.
Exactly. Or jump in a Blackhawk and, you know, hang by your fingernails and swing over a great divide. But Alan, I got to say, you nailed it, dude.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, it was, I had to fight for the part a little bit. Reacher season one had just come out, and it's as if the entire town was waiting to see what the results would be. And within 48 hours, it was like one of the most watched shows ever.
Ever.
Right?
I was a part of that phenomenon.
Thank you very much.
And it's funny because I usually don't watch like violent shows. That's my husband. He's the shoot 'em up, you know. He was a cop. He was
so
a Green Beret.
So what is it that you so what do you watch for?
You.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, let's be honest.
All the silent moments between the fights.
Yeah, yeah.
So by Monday, you know, it came out on a late Thursday or Friday, and by Monday, my inbox had exploded with offers from some of the most legendary producers and studios in town, and a lot of it like action stuff, just like what we'd been doing. And then there was this little script called Ordinary Angels that I read, and of all the stuff, I mean, I had like 50 offers, and I said, this is what we have to do. It's this to be able to do Reacher and then tell a true story that is so heartbreaking and so uplifting and inspiring. I think this is the direction that we go. And Lionsgate was supportive of it, but they wanted me to sit down with John Gunn, the writer-director, who's brilliant. He's a brilliant guy, and he's very honest. And so when we sit down, he was like, I gotta be honest with you, man. You're not who I pictured at all for this. And I was like, I also am not who I picture when I read this, but I know I can do this. And I think there's something interesting about the fact that you have somebody who's fully capable physically of moving mountains in a way, and yet nature doesn't allow it, and life is so difficult that it's crippling even somebody who seems like they would be, you have it all figured out. I think there's something even more tragic about the juxtaposition of that. And I think maybe we can use that a little bit, you know? And after some, you know, a little more convincing and cajoling, you know, he came around and we decided to do it. And he took a real risk bringing me in to do it. And so did Hillary. You know, when we got Hillary on, again, I'm still a relative unknown to a lot of people. Reacher was kind of a breakout thing for me. So she took a risk, you know, working alongside somebody like myself as well. And I'm grateful for that.
Well, I was as surprised that they chose Hillary, I think, as I was that they chose you, because I couldn't picture her playing a hot mess like that so beautifully.
Oh, she's so versatile. Yeah, I think that seemed like the easy casting choice to me. But yeah, she did a phenomenal job.
She was amazing. The whole movie was amazing. I want to encourage people, especially I watched it with my family. You know, they gave me a preview here at my house. So I watched it with 4 or 5 of my kids. And even my youngest, who's 7, was crying. We were all like sobbing, crying. There, not once, but there are so many places, pivotal moments in the movie. And because I have spent the last, you know, 30 plus years, 40 years of my life working with people who struggle with addictions, and because I am no stranger to the 12-step program, seeing that element, you know, and what a big part of the storyline it was without being overbearing, you know, seeing how the character that Hillary played faced her demons and finally got honest with herself.
Right.
Ah, I was bawling.
Yeah, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to reach the point where you can be honest with yourself, to ask for help, to really confront the problem and start saying no. And, you know, I think when it comes to alcohol, especially, My wife decided to do a sober October 5 years ago. And kind of just by happenstance, I was like, I guess we're not drinking for October, because what's the fun in that, you know? And that grew into this real journey for her, where she, you know, learned that, you know, this industry wants you to believe that the only people who stop drinking are those who have hit rock bottom. And that is a lie that I think we're starting to see the benefits of going against that you don't have to have like a rock bottom problem to say like, I don't need that in my life. I want to wake up with clarity. I want to know that, you know, I'm not creating an anxiety, cycle in my life at like 5 p.m. every day, where my body's used to getting this depressant. And so it creates more cortisol and I am feeling anxious and like I need it, you know, but I'm doing it to myself. And maybe if I did away with that, I could just feel even throughout the day. And, you know, there's like a lot of positivity that comes along with saying no before you hit rock bottom. And it takes a lot of courage to do that. You know, the amount of people that are like, you know, when she's like, I don't drink. And they're like, you're so strong. You know, it's so brave of you to admit that you had a problem. And she like didn't really have, she just wanted to have a different journey. So we're not all, you know, we're not all Hillary's character. Not all of us have to hit rock bottom before they start to make those changes. And I think this opens up a pathway to a conversation that maybe people that aren't quite that far along can also make changes that are positive in their own life.
And has she stuck to sober October through November, December, January, February for the last 5 years?
Even though I was like, by Thanksgiving, I was like, no, we're definitely going to have wine on Thanksgiving, right? And she's like, actually, I think I'm feeling pretty good. And then Christmas rolls around. I'm like, how can we not have Christmas? And then New Year's, how can we not have a champagne toast? And she's like, do we really need champagne to celebrate the coming of this new year and our goals and our resolutions? And I was like, no. It's like, okay. And then she like hits that 90-day, there's something called the pink cloud, you know, at 90 days, your body has cleansed itself of the toxins that it stores up. And so there's this moment of almost like ecstasy-like clarity. And she goes, I really want to experience that. And she eventually did, but around like 90 or 100 days. And that was it. That was like, she's never going back. And I, you know, I had been along the ride with her. So I guess I was like, I guess I'm with you too. For me, not to make this whole thing about alcohol, but, you know, for me, one of the things that really, really transformed my thinking was that idea of balance and the imbalances that we create. You know, we understand, everybody knows what it's like when you miss your coffee in the morning and you're like, I haven't had my coffee yet. You're not getting your cortisol because your body knows you're going to give it caffeine. And so your body's excellent at keeping a homeostasis. So if it knows it's getting coffee every day, it's not going to give you what you normally get to wake up. But the same thing is true for the depressants. So if you have alcohol on a kind of a regular basis, you're not going to be, you're going to be creating cortisol because the depressant's coming. And so you create anxiety for yourself at the end of the day or whenever that happens. And when I realized that as somebody with bipolar, that I was creating these great swings at the beginning and the end of my day. And once I had removed the alcohol, I like didn't need as much caffeine. And then I started to go, maybe I peel that back too. It brought a lot of just a lot of balance and energy to the fullness of the day, you know? So I've been with her on the journey too. I've learned a lot and I've benefited by drafting off her good decisions.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So talk about this woman you've been on your journey with for just a minute, Alan, because I Googled you, I looked up pictures of you and Kat and your boys, and it seems like she's the real deal.
Oh, she's as good as they come.
And you met her for real at a ballet class? Is that for real?
Yeah, yes. We met, so we were near a fine arts college.
How tall are you?
6'3".
And Reacher is actually 6'5". I pay attention to the script, but 6'3", and you were in ballet.
Yes, yes. Well, so my path in high school, I felt like my path was going to be a music theater degree. So ballet was a prerequisite, you know, for that program. And I was up for whatever I needed to learn. I knew, you know, I'm a good mover. I'm not like the best dancer in the world, but I can move through it, you know, just enough. It's a serviceable dance. So, you know, I was just willing to go through what I had to do. And there was, so I started taking those college classes in high school because I wanted to get it over with. She was doing the same thing, but I thought she was I just assumed like everybody was a college student there. So she came in to teach the second half of a semester because the teacher was like, so Catherine's going to come in and teach you. She's a student, but better at this dance than I am. So she'll spend the rest of the semester teaching. And she walks in and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in love. And didn't speak to her for the entire semester because I was afraid to talk to a college girl. And then I find out she's a little younger than me. And, you know, we finally spoke and we weren't exclusive forever, but we dated for a summer and then we were friends for years and years. And we eventually found each other again in our early 20s. And I had kind of been around the world modeling at the time and started to see a lot of different people and a lot of different cultures. And when we hung out again, it was like, what am I waiting for? She's perfect.
And now together you have three boys. How old are the boys?
We've been married for 17 years. We have an 11, a 9, and an 8-year-old, three boys. Yeah.
Talk about how, because when I couldn't picture you as a dad in Ordinary Angels, that's when I Googled you. And then I saw all these pictures of you as a dad.
I'm an actual dad.
Just a dad, yeah. Not a dad trying to be impressive. Although the chocolate cake you baked was probably the worst cooking show I've ever seen in my life. But just being a dad. And I went, that's probably why they chose you. Not because you're so dang good looking. Not because you're Reacher. Not because you can jump out of airplanes. But because in real life, you're a real dad. Like, you're there.
Being a father is the greatest gift in the world. I think a lot of times, my wife helps remind me of this. She's full of wisdom, but I'm very ambitious, and it feels like, you know, God has given me a set of skills and talents and a drive for this career that we're looking at, right?
And abs.
And also, and he gave me more than two abs.
Yeah.
He did. And with those abs, we have created a pretty big business, you know, that helps feed a lot of people. And, you know, there's a lot that we're doing and a lot that's coming out. And it's easy to tell yourself, this is the most important thing that I attend to, that this deserves my attention more than anything else in life. And when I look at those kids and I think about the issues that they face and the guidance that they need and the time that they deserve with their father, suddenly that becomes far less important. And so I walk a tightrope where I somehow try to find a balance between servicing this big business that we've created. Now I have both a 3-picture deal and a first look deal with Amazon. There's a lot of content that we're creating, and I want to create a lot of film and TV that is excellent and full of high adventure and original. And that takes a lot of work, there's a lot of partnerships involved in that. And that's all time consuming. And I fight every day to find a way to elevate those boys and make them feel more important and more seen than that business. And so I spend a lot of time at home. There's very little that I do outside the home when I'm not at work.
So are you still doing the living in bed and breakfast and those sorts of things? I heard you sold your home so the boys could be with you every day, which I love. Love that. Have you found a box to live in with where you can put your toothbrush? Or are you still doing the vagabond thing?
Yeah, well, we are very much on the road. Even if we had 3 homes, we would never be in them. That's the reason we sold our place in Florida. I was there maybe a week out of like a year, year and a half, because we have been threading the needle between these jobs. It's like one film into another film into a show, and with like I wrap on a Saturday morning and come Monday morning, I'm in London filming another thing. I mean, there's no time in between. I could, if we set them up in a community, at a school, a normal life, I would never see them. So they're homeschooled. We've decided it's best for us, and it's definitely best for me and my mental health. If I have my family there, I need them. I want to be a part of their lives. It feels purposeless without them. If I'm just working and I never see them, I start to wonder what it's for. And so we travel together, and that means a lot of Airbnbs and a lot of hotels, and it means no community for them. It means they have no friends. And so there's a lot of struggle involved with us in figuring out how to quickly generate some foundation when we go somewhere. We always hope that there's co-stars or somebody that has kids our age. One of my stunt double, Ryan Taran, who's been a real gift. He's been with me on the last several projects. He goes with me everywhere. We've got kids the same age, so that really helps.
Alan Ritson is spending some time with us today, sharing some insight into his latest projects and what's to come. We're having a real conversation about life, about love, about kids, about alcoholism, about all sorts of things. But I'm going to pause for a second to let you in on some good news about another important podcast sponsor. I don't know about you, but my skin suffers in the wintertime, and I have to take extra steps to keep it moisturized and happy. Laura Geller Beauty is giving us some much-needed love during these cold winter months with the Serum Blush Cheek Tint. It contains hyaluronic acid, which makes it refreshingly hydrating for thirsty, dry skin. A few dabs with the easy applicator and the lightweight and refreshing formula will give us a natural flushed finish that's just enough for me most days when I'm at home or running errands. Or it can be built up for a more pigmented look for a special occasion, or if we just want a little more glam. It's available in 7 different shades. So even if the one that's perfect for me doesn't work for you, I guarantee there's one that will. Treat your skin and treat yourself to some extra love this winter with the weightless feel of Laura Geller's Serum Blush Cheek Tint. You can find it and so many soothing, lovely beauty products at laurageller.com. That's laurageller.com. Did they get to come and see you on the set when you were filming Ordinary Angels? Were the boys a part of that?
No, I was alone. It was Winnipeg in the harshest part of the winter. So it was, that was one of the last times that we did it that way, where I would sort of bolt off and do one real quick. That project actually was one of the last times we were like, I don't think it works anymore with me leaving and you guys having your lives completely separate.
And I need you now. So before we go, I read that there is a charity associated with Ordinary Angels, helping people with immense medical bills. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. RIP medical. Yes.
That's amazing.
Truly. For context, this film is based on a true story. It was about somebody fighting for the life of their wife. And sadly, she passed away. And the daughter came down with a rare medical condition as well. And he was fighting to keep his daughter alive. And can you imagine the medical debt that was piling up for this man who was a blue collar roofer? I mean, there was just he stood no chance against that, taking that mountain of debt down. And, you know, part of the journey is he had the ordinary angel in his life. She came along and helped eliminate a lot of that debt and gave him a real fighting chance at helping to continue to move the needle forward for his daughter. And so I think that's something that I love that this film will inspire conversations about this, because it's ridiculous that we have, our pharmaceutical industry is set up the way that it is to leverage itself fully against people who are in deep need. I work in Canada all the time, and there's a lot of criticisms on both sides of the aisle for the way things are set up. But I got to be honest, when I'm there, I envy the fact that everybody has these health cards and nobody pays a dime out of pocket for anything that they have to do.
And if you have a child that's dying, that child will get life-saving treatment.
Yeah,
unlike in the movie where you're going to be denied a transplant based on economics.
Right, truly. So I think we can do better. And until we figure that out, the best thing that we can do is to support companies like RIP Medical Debt, who are good at eliminating much more debt than the money that they bring in. So for every dollar they raise, they can eliminate $100 in medical debt for somebody. And that adds up really fast.
Say that, Alan, one more time for the people in the back, because that is mind-boggling.
For every dollar that you give to RIP Medical Debt, they can eliminate $100 in medical debt for somebody. So that can snowball really quickly. And it's something they're good at and something that we need. And the breath of fresh air that somebody can find at the end of that relief is just, it's really, truly life-changing. And I'm so happy that they've joined us and that we can help make a difference in people's lives.
So for the cost of a cup of coffee, when you go get a cup of coffee through a drive-thru and a tip, you can eliminate $1,000.
Like $500? Yeah, $1,000? Yeah.
I like the mocha frappuccinos. So, you know, that's $1,000 worth of debt that can be eliminated for a child who needs a kidney transplant, for a father who needs a foot amputated, whatever.
Yes. Yes.
How can somebody connect with them?
So if they go to ordinaryangels.movie/RIP, they can connect with RIP Medical Debt and help relieve something that hurts a lot of American families.
Let me say that one more time. It is ordinaryangels.movie/RIP. What a beautiful thing. And what a beautiful movie. And the fact that you play an ordinary dad and play it so well. I'm so proud of you. And I was so blessed to get to watch the movie and to get to talk to you.
It was such a gift to be able to bring this real man and his story to life. And I hope it inspires people to remember that we're all broken in some way. And it doesn't mean that we can't inspire great, tremendous change in people's lives.
We are all broken in some way. And when we can look at each other and our humanity.
Yeah.
We can move mountains, and that's what that whole movie is about, that somebody raised their hand and said, I'm going to take this on. I'm willing to move this mountain. I am willing to move heaven and earth to save this little girl.
Absolutely.
Think about if everybody who watches the movie made that pledge, I am going to do something to change the world for one person, for one heart at a time. Think of how much better the world will be.
Yeah. I can imagine it.
Alan Ritson, thank you for being with us on Love Someone. It has been a delight, and I'm so proud of you. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank
God
you so
bless
much.
Kat. God bless your boys, and God bless whatever he brings to you.
Thank you so much. It was very sweet of you.
Bye-bye. Ordinary Angels is anything but an ordinary story, yet it is a beautiful demonstration of how ordinary people, flawed people, broken people can do extraordinary things when their hearts are full and their determination is undeterred. The main characters are brilliantly portrayed by Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson, and there are many supporting characters you will fall in love with also. It opens in theaters on February 23rd and is a wonderful, inspirational, feel-good film to watch with your family and friends. You can learn more about it at ordinaryangels.movie, and you can follow the film on social media at Kingdom Story Company. Our guest today, Alan Ritchson, is involved in so many projects. And as an unashamed fangirl, I am such a fangirl. I want to see them all. You can catch up with Alan at alan-ritchson.com. Alan-Ritchson, R-I-T-C-H-S-O-N.com. But be sure to have a glass of water or be near an open window because you're going to get a little flushed. As our friend Leanne Morgan would say, he is just so yummy. Oh, my darling, he is yummy. Experts say that keeping active is the key to positive physical and mental health. It's tough this time of year, though, isn't it? I find that if I can just sneak out between the rain breaks or take a short walk, breathe in some fresh air, look and listen closely to what surrounds me, to be present, it is a real mood lifter. Arts and crafts projects get me out of my head and into the physical world, too. What do you do to occupy yourself on dreary days besides taking in Ordinary Angels? Go to the theater February 23rd. And of course, tuning into my radio program each and every night. Perhaps just taking each day as it comes and remembering to slow down and love someone will bring the sunshine to your heart.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.